How far is the fortress?
Those clowns will be better off if they die along the way. Another 50 miles. We should get there tomorrow. Of course, the real trouble will just be starting then.
Dee had halted. Even in the midday sun, his beautiful visage remained icy cold, and he kept it pointed straight ahead.
The sound of their footsteps has disappeared.
The man's black hair fluttered in the wind, like the lush grass of the prairies.
So, what are you going to do? You planning on going to save him?
Before the voice had finished teasing Dee, the hunter's boots began treading the ground before him again. Everyone saw the man who'd identified himself as Dee stop, but then he didn't move another muscle. He simply stood like a gorgeous piece of sculpture. In spite of themselves, they too halted.
Don't move. I'm just gonna ask him a few questions.
He took a few steps.
Something ain't right.
He reached for the broadsword on his belt.
You stay here. This is my job. Don't do anything stupid, okay?
The sheriff seemed to be fighting the wind as he dragged himself up behind Dee.
Hey, is there something... Ugh.
Right in front of him, Dee turned. The sheriff's eyes bulged in their sockets. Dee didn't have a face. Beneath his traveler's hat was a gaping hole. Not even his hair could be seen. A heartbeat later, the sheriff saw some sort of purplish mass shoot out of the hole. The thing split into countless purple tentacles that assailed the group behind him. There was no time to run or even to dodge them. So great was their speed. Wrapping around everyone's torsos, they pulled tight with a strength that threatened to tear them apart. Maria's face quickly turned blue from cyanosis. The mobster found his arm crushed against his torso just as he was about to raise his sword. Overhead, a black shape soaked up the sunlight as it zipped along. One of the tentacles coiled, trying to catch hold of it. It was rebuffed instead. A second and a third entered the fray. Deftly averting them, an arrow of black iron flew with supersonic speed at Dee's face, piercing the center of the writhing mass of tentacles. Reeling back without a sound, Dee tried to extricate the arrow with both hands, but it wouldn't budge. The tentacles had already released the people. It was obvious that they danced in the throes of death at the bidding of their host. When Dee finally fell over, one of the men avoided the still twitching tentacles and went over to him. It was Bierce. Obviously, the deadly arrows that had pierced Dee